Okay, so what did Gemara say? The Gemara said, "Umayi Avuna bechanusu lemechayza, v'yomam avido lelayel avido." Even though Avuna requires a tzufin, right, we have to have leilos too. Normally, by batim, you have to have leilos too. But in chanusu lemechayza, you don't have to have leilos because the yomam avido lelayel avido. So the Gemara is saying that it's the difference between batim and chanuyos. Batim, you have to have eidus in the leilos. You have to have chazok in the leilos. But you have to have eidus in the leilos. And chanusu lemechayza, you don't have to have chazok on the leilos. So you saw, the Rashbam says, the Rashbam sets up the case that it's talking about a case where the Marakama was toyan, and even Yisri Shalit Dorba Leilos. Plus, the Rashbam, that if the Marakama wasn't toyan, then bottom, then lemaisa, there's no difference between a chanus and a bias. Because even by a bias, you have to have eidus in the leilos. By a bias, it's enough to have eidus in the yomim. If you have eidus in the yomim, it's stoma, you have a leilos. So what's the difference bottom and leilos? Either way, you only need eidus in the yomim. The case must be that the Marakama was playing, and even Isi Shle Darba Leilas. So then in that case, by Batim, you have to have Eidus and the Leilas, like Marzutra said before. And that would be the case where there's an afternoon between Batim and Chanuyas. By Batim, you have to have Eidus and the Leilas. And on Chanuyas, you don't have to have Eidus and the Leilas because Liyamam Avid Leilaya Loy Avid. So we were Medayak yesterday. The Rishbal holds that by Chanuyas, you could be Machzik in 3 years. Doesn't require 6 years. Because if it required 6 years, then if it required 6 years for the chazakah, then even without the time of the Marakama, there would be enough community between batim and leilas. By batim, you have to have, by batim, mistoma yadaba leilas, you machzik in 3 years. By chanuyos, there's no mistoma, and you have to have 6 years. Since the Rashbam doesn't say that, it's meduyik. The Rashbam holds, we're not talking about 6 years. It's 3 years. Chanus and Mechayz is also 3 years. So therefore, in the absence of the time of the Marakama, the din of Batim, din of Chanus is the same din. You have Eidus on the Yomim, then you have a good Chazak. For different reasons. In the case of Batim, it's good because Mishlamo Yadav Leilas. By Chanuyos, it's good because you don't need a Leilas. But what's the Nafimino? Halacha Lamaisu, all you have to bring are Eidus on the Yomim. But there's no difference between both Batim and Chanuyos. The whole difference between Batim and Chanuyos only emerges in the case where you have a tie in the Marakama, who demands an Eidus Brua, who demands, he says, demands an Eidus Brua on the Leilas. So by Batim, you need Eidus on the Leilas. By Chanuyos, you don't need Eidus on the Leilas because you don't need the Leilas. That's Lechara, Meduyik, and Rashbam. And it's such a Shittim Rishayim. That Chanuyos, that Chanus and the Mechayzo, you could be Machzik in three years. That's the Pashas in the Rama. That Chanus and the Mechayzo, you could be Machzik in 3 years. Taisus, the Rashba, they all, you have to have 6 years. By Chanus and Mechayz, you have to have 6 years. Let's see Taisvus. Ma'ir Yafunim, Chanus and Mechayz, the Yimama, Avdi, Lelay, Lelay, Avdi. Pirish, Umayu Lem, Yim Echzik, Yim Shonim, the Afakat, the Lav Sholish, Ritzufais, Elam, of Uzoids. So, Tais says, by Chanuyos, you can be Machzik in 3 years, even though the 3 years are mufuzaris. It's more explicit later in Taisus that he means 6 years. But already now we see that he means 6 years. If it was 3 years, it's not mufuzaris. 3 years of yom, if you don't need the leilos, the muscle by a soda. Cheska, a chazak of a soda is 3 years. Do you need the leilos? No, you don't have to plow at night, you don't have to be zerei at night. They didn't do it. It's dark at night. Obviously, you're not doing anything at night, you're only doing things by day. Is that called mufuzaris? The chazok of cheskas of a chazok of a sod, is it called mefuzaris? That's not mefuzaris. That's your tzufin. You do the avodah by day that you're supposed to do by day and night. You go home. So if that was chanusu mechayz also, you're there by day and that's gimel shonim. That is gimel shonim ritzufes. Nothing to do with mefuzaris. So from the fact that Taisus calls it by chanusu mechayz you can machzik in gimel shonim mefuzaris, it's already meduyik. Not that we didn't need yukon. Taisus b'hemshuk says it beferish. That we're talking about 6 years. You have to be there, you have to be machzik for 3 years. 3 years means 3 years of 24 hours a day. But you're only there 12 hours a day. That's why it takes 6 years. So it's mufuzaris. Kevin Durchai Bahochi, since that's the derech, not to be there by night. So it's good. The Havi ka Asu, the Maybi Bagi. It has a din of Asu, the Maybi Bagi. It's again Mudui. Asu, the Maybi Bagi. It doesn't say it's like a soda, like a regular soda, that's enough to be there by day and not by night. It's like an asu that might be baggy. Asu that might be baggy, how long does it take to be machzik? 6 years. Because half the years you're not doing anything. So this also takes 6 years. It's like an asu that might be baggy. In fact, the Tosfos from Taimim came, she to the Meir Rav Huna, because the Baruch Hu might be baggy. Then what's the chiddush? So it's an asu that might be baggy. We already know there's such a thing called an asu that might be baggy. The Gemara said before that asu that might be, even asu that might be baggy, the Gemara said before is pshito. So what's the chiddush of chanusa de mechayza? There are people, not everybody uses this property for a chanus. Some people might use the same property not for a chanus, and they would live in this property by yom v'layla. So I would have thought, even if you happen to be a chenvani, but if you were not a chenvani and you were used and you were in this house, you would be here by yom v'layla. So this house needs by yom v'layla. So kamash malon. That is not so. That you don't have to chiddush it. Since you're a chenvin, you don't have to be there by laila. My high time also shabir. This place says now I understand the beidin l'shol shanim shleim is dine above shanim. That why you have to have 6 years, which Tais been assuming all along. Now it makes it explicit. You have to have 6 years. Tais says now I understand why you have to have 6 years. Kilu, it's really a problem. Afakad the besodu sebeis abadim lebeidin l'shanim shanim berakel. By a soda, by a beis abad, you're only there by day, you're not there by night, and you only need 3 years, not 6 years. So how come by chanuis you have to have 6 years? So Taisus Haynu Mishum the Kamei Sharpni Odom Hadorim Sham Sheinam Chenman Boy Gimel Shana Bayamu Valaylo. Here, since there are people who live here, Gimel Shana Bayamu Valaylo. Hachanami Chenman and Boy Gimel Shana Shleim is dying above Shana. So therefore, a Chenman also has to have Gimel Shana Shleim is Yom Valaylo. Which for a chenvani means 6 years. So why didn't it? How come we waited till now to say Meidra Funa? But it's a new problem. Why am I waiting till now? We already had before Asa there might be baggy Meidra Funa, but Asa there might be baggy. So I don't see. I don't, is this Tosis connected to the earlier part of Tosis? Or is it Kasha by itself? First, he wanted to finish off all the talk about Bati. And now it comes back to the issue of Ritzufas itself. When do you need Ritzufin and Chanuyas and so on? Chaygav Nika B'Seif HaKleinis Gabi Yomayde Chachamim L'Rav Yudim. So let's think of one thing at a time. First of all, I ask you a question. How does Tosfos know that Chanus and Mechayis is 6 years? Maybe it's not 3 years. Like the Rashbam. How does Taisa know that Chanus and Mechayis is 6 years? Does Taisa know it means Svar? Since other people, maybe it's tempting to say, Taisa knows that it's 6 years because he knows the Svar, that some people live a Yom Malayla. So since some people live a Yom Malayla, it's not like a Soda, you have to have 6 years. Is that the Pshat in Taisa? Taisa knows you need 6 years, means Svar. Taisa then says it's Svar. Why do you need 6 years? I mean, it's Ali with the Emes. Why? Tosfos assumes that you need 6 years, and he explains why 6 years. By a sod, you don't need 6 years. Tosfos is svar. By a sod, nobody's in the sod at night. By a chanusin and mechayza, some people are there. Not everybody puts up a makes a shop out of it. Other people, other tenants in the same chanus, they might be the yom v'layla. So the chanus, so the etzim, this property needs to have a chazok yom v'layla. But since you're a chenvani, you could do it over 6 years. So that explains why you have to have 6 years. That's the reason why you have to have 6 years. So that's true. That is the reason why you're going to place you have to have 6 years. But with that, I'm asking a different question, not why do you have to have 6 years. I'm asking how do places know that you have to have 6 years? What was places? How do places know that you have to have 6 years? So you might say, Misvar, for this far. This far was busted to places from here. We knew that you have to have 6 years. Is that the shot in places? I'm asking it's the reading question. Is that the Pshat in Taisus? Taisus knows you have to have 6 years because of this Svar. Why not? Because you see the language of Taisus. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? It's Poshut. It's like Chayetz Asa, there might be Bagi. He says, no, here there's a Chiddush because not everybody uses this as a Chanus. And then he says, oh, now it's Hashta Nicha. Now I understand why you need 6 years. When Taisus, Daddy knew. He knew from the beginning that he needs 6 years. He didn't know what's the svar. He said, now I know the svar, why you have to have 6 years? But the fact that you have to have 6 years without that, Taisus had prior to the svar. So where did Taisus know? How did Taisus know? Pshat in the Gemara. No, Taisus saw him pshat. Taisus read the Gemara that you need 6 years. That's it. Was pshat to him. Pshat in the Gemara is that you have to have that. Yes, you can. You don't have to be there at night, but it has to be over 6 years. That was pshat to Taisus that it says in the Gemara. But what's the svar? So Taisus in the end says, "Oh, I have a svar because since he was machiach for a different reason, why is it more of a chiddush than asur and maybe baggy? So he was machiach mitzad acher. That some people in this chanuz would live by yom v'layla. So he says, oh, so how does this why you have this 6 years? So now I know where did Taisus see in the Gemara? Taisus knew before that in the Gemara it says you need 6 years. Where did he see it in the Gemara?
Maybe it was like the Ramban's first answer that it's mikutaz.
Right. So, yeah, in Chami, I think that's the answer. But I'll say one step at a time. So, some of the pshat is the Rashbam says it's the Rashba says it's for perish. The Taisus and Daik in the Gemara. The Gemara says Umay de Ravuna. Umay de Ravuna. By Chanus and Mechayza, it's enough to have the Yomim and not the Leilas. If the case is, if the Gemara means that by Chanus and Mechayza, you can have the Yomim and not the Leilas, and you can be maxic in 3 years. So you could have 3 years of Yomim without Leilos. So why is that a Rav Huna issue? Why is that called the Maida Rav Huna? Nothing with Rav Huna, it's a Mekutois issue. If you were in a bias by day and not by night for 3 years, so would the problem be with Sufin or would the problem be Mekutois? I don't want to say it's more complicated than it needs to be. It's very partial to think. Every time you live in a, let's say in Cheskes Abatim, let's say a guy is there by Yom and not by Laila. The Markama says, bring the Indian and the Leilas. There's no Indian and the Leilas. We know for a fact he wasn't there, but Leilas was only there by day. But for 3 years. So is it a problem of Mikut? What's the Chisar? It's about a no good. But why is it no good? It's no good because it's not Ritzufus, or it's no good because it's not 3 years. It's only a year and a half. The Emesis. It really depends on the two terutzim and the Rabban and Rabbeinu Yehuda. Let's start with that. Maybe we should start that. Maybe it'll be easier to see it that way. Let's go back to Gemara Namad Aleph. Rav Huna said it did that you have to have a tzufim. Can't be asur maybe bagi. You could skip around, but if it's not asur maybe bagi, it has to be 3 consecutive years. You can't let the field lie fallow. You can't do it mufuzars. It has to be three. You have to be maxic 3 years in 3 years. If not for Rav Huna, I would say you have to be maxic 3 years, but you could do it over 6 years. Call it 6/3. It'll be maxic over 6 years. It'll be maxic 3 years. Without Rav Huna, that would be good. 6/3 is three. I mean, that would be good. Six. Is it a good terminology? Is it helpful? Not helpful? I don't know. In 6 years, we'll call it 6/3. So that would be good. But Rav Huna said, no, you have to do 3 and 3. You can't do 6 and 3. You have to do 3 and 3. You have to be maxic gimel shonim in 3 years. That's Rav Huna's halacha. Without Rav Huna, you will still need 3 years, but the 3 years could be mufuzaris. So the Gemara now asks the Rav Huna from Cheskes Abatim. Cheskes Abatim, Babatim, B'yimono Yadi, B'lelayla Lo Yadi. So how are you machzik in the bias? It's not going to be Ritzufim. So Rishonim ask, we saw Rav Yonah, the Rabban, they all ask, why is it only Hashem Rav Huna? Rav Huna was mechadesh that you can't be machzik 6 years, you can't be machzik 3 years and six. You can't be machzik 3 years spread over six. You have to do it 3 and 3. If not for Rav Huna, you could do 3 and 6. But Hakol Moedim, you need 3 years. You can't do it in less than 3 years. That's nothing to do with Rav Huna. That's a Mishnah. If you only have the Yomim and not the Leilos, it's not only a problem that it's spread out. The problem is not that it's spread out. The problem is that it's not 3 years. So why does Gemara only raise it as a challenge to Rav Huna? So we saw in the Ramban and Rabbeinu, I know they both asked the question. They say two terutzim. One teretz is that in Echanami, one teretz is that if not for Rav Huna, I could have said pshat in the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah says Cheskes Abatim Shalishonim, and you only know about the days, you don't know about the nights, you don't know about the nights, the Mishnah means 3 years and 6 years. But since Koin Rav Huna, that's not available, because Koin Rav Huna, you can't do Mufuzaris, it has to be 3 and 3. So how do you understand the Mishnah? Cheskes Abatim. So that's a positive answer. That's the first answer that the Ramban and the Beni Yonah give. Lefi that answer, it comes out that if you're machzik in a bias by Yom and not Balayla, Gemara's answer is Shivvi, maybe the other. So you do have Eidus in the Leilas. But Lu Yisur in a case where you don't have Eidus in the Leilas. So what's the Chisaron? The Chisaron is Ritzufin or the Chisaron is Mekutois? According to the first Teretz in the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yehuda. Bottom line, if you were Maxik by Yoyim and not by Leil, is your problem just a Ritzufin problem? Or you have the more fundamental problem that it's just not 3 years? It's not 3 years. Even without a funnel, you have to be there for 3 years. You could spread it out over six. But if you're there only for 3 years, by only without a lila, then even without a funnel, it lacks in the mitzvah mukutois. It's just not 3 years. Then there are modern Rabbi Yehuda say a different teretz, a second teretz, that maybe Lailam the Gemara knows that we're talking about Cheskes Sabbath and Shalosh Shanim is in 3 years. So why is it only a problem for a funnel? It's a problem for Kuliyama. It's not 3 years. If you're only there by Yom and not by Lila, it's only a year and a half. So what did they answer? What did Rabbi Yehuda was more explicit? We said the Ramban also means this. What did they answer? Ikadir Rabbi Yehuda. As far as the quantity of chazok is concerned, the quantity of peiros, the ikar peiros is the dir Rabbi Yehuda, not the dir Rabbi Lila. You need 3 years of peiros. So if you dar by Yom and not by Lila, 3 years of peiros you have, because the ikar peiros of the soda of the bias, the ikar peiros of the bias is the dir of the day, not the dir of the night. So as far as the quantity of peiros, quote unquote, of dira, so you could have Yom and not Leilas. So without Ravuna, you'd be okay. That would be called Kasa Gimel Shana. The only thing is, since you keep going out, it's not going to max the Kiyinshi. So it lacks even in the Yom according to Ravuna. That's why it's only Kasha and Ravuna. So if you learn like this second terrace of Rabbeinu Yom and Rabban, so now bottom line, somebody was maxic and abides by Yom and not by Laila. And there's no Eidus on the Laila. We know for sure he wasn't there by Laila. He was only there by Yom. Is his problem that it's not 3 years, that it's Mekutois? Or is his problem just the Rafuna Dikka problem of Ritzufim? Just the Rafuna Dikka problem of Ritzufim. As far as Mekutois is concerned, it's not Mekutois, it's Peiris of Gimel Shana. Because Ikadir is Vayim, not Balayla. But yeah, you would have the Rafuna Dikka problem that it's not Ritzufim, it's not Kinemachsiki Inch. That's the background. So now we come to now the Gemara talks about Chanusa de Mechaisa. Might the Rafuna be Chanusa de Mechaisa? That Rafuna, even though Rafuna requires Ritzufim, but the Chanusa de Mechaisa, you don't need Ritzufim. So the Lashon Gemara is mashma. This is the Rashi says. The Lashon Gemara is mashma that Chanusa Demechayza, if not for this chiddush of a Maida, Chanusa Demechayza would be a problem of Ritzufin. It would be a Rafuna problem, but it wouldn't be a problem of Mikutois. So why not? L'chayra, if you don't say if not for the the Gemara is saying a chiddush that Chanusa Demechayza liyamam avida l'leilu l'yavida, but if not for that chiddush, then the Chanusa Demechayza would be no good. It will be no good because of Ravuna, or it will be no good because it's Mikutais Megamars. It will be no good because of Ravuna. It's a Ravuna problem. Made the Ravuna. Even though Ravuna requires Ritzufin, Chanusin Mechaiza, you don't have to be there by night. It doesn't lack in Ritzufin. The Gemara doesn't say that Chanusin, forget Ravuna, that the Chanusin Mechaiza, where's the 3 years? Made the Kuliyama, everybody's made it. The Mishnah that says you need 3 years is made that by Chanusin Mechaiza you could do it in a year and a half. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says Chanusin Mechaiza is a Ravuna issue. So the Shai is, why is it only a Ravuna issue? So that depends on the two Terutzim. If you learn, like the first Teretz of the Ramban and the Rebbeinu Yaino, that normally if you're there by day and you're not there by night, forget Ritzufin. It's Mekutois. You need 6 years. If you're there by day and not by night, you have to be there over 6 years. So now by Chanusin Mechaiza, what the Gemara is saying is that by Chanusin Mechaiza, you don't have to worry about Ritzufin. It doesn't say that Chanusin Mechaiza, you don't have to worry about Mekutois. You still have to worry about Mekutois. You can ignore Afuna, but the general din you need 3 years, you still have. And if the din is that if you're there by Yom HaNapala, and if without Ravuna you would need 6 years, Cheskes Abad, we need 6 years. So by Chanusin Mechaiza, all it says in the Gemara is you can ignore Ravuna, Maid Ravuna. You can ignore Ravuna by Chanusin Mechaiza. But you can't ignore the problem of Mekutois. So then you'll have to learn Pshat in the Gemara that we're talking about 6 years. And that's Taka L'shita of Taisus and L'shita of the Rashba. And the Rashba L'shitosa, by the way, because the Rashba in the earlier only says the first Eretz of Rabbeinu Yehuda in the Ramah. That Cheskes Abatim, if not for Ravuna, would need 6 years. If, on the other hand, you hold like the second Eretz of the Ramban Rabbeinu Yehuda, that as far as Mekutois is concerned, as far as the quantity of Peiros is concerned, about it, even by a bias, the Ikadir is by Yom and not by Laila, you don't need the Leilas. For Mekutois, you don't need the Leilas. You only need the Leilas for Ravuna. So then you could say that then the Lashon Gemara is good. The Gemara could be talking about 3 years. By Chanusin and Mechaiz, you keep Maxik in 3 years. That's not a Chiddush vis-a-vis the 3 years. As far as the quantity of Peiros is concerned, Yomim is enough even by a bias. It's a Chiddush in Ravuna, the Chavar is not Ritzufin. Maid Ravuna, the Bechanusin and Mechaiz, it's called Ritzufin. That's the Chavar of the Chajman of Pshat. So the Chavar, it comes out like this. We have two Pshatim in our Gemara. We have two Pshatim in Agamar. Chanusa de Mechaiza, how many years do you need? 3 years or 6 years? Taisa says you need 6 years. The Rashba says you need 6 years. The Rashbam is Meduik only 3 years. The Rambam is Meduik only 3 years. So we have, that's our Gemara. And then we have the Gemara Namar Aleph, the original member of Rav Huna, when the Gemara asked Rav Huna from Cheskes Habatim, we have two Mahalkim and Rishonim. Why is it only a Kashan Rav Huna? The first Eretz of the Ramban Rabbeinu Yonah, because without Rav Huna, you could say it's 6 years. To be Machzik and Abayis over 6 years. We would do Mshat and Mishnah over 6 years. Or because Ikadir is Bayom and not Balayla. So the Cheshbon should be that the two things are totally Zeh B'Zeh. If you learn that without Rav Huna would require 6 years. So Chanusa and Mechayza is that without Rav Huna case. The Gula Gemara says, Maid Rav Huna, by Chanusa and Mechayza, you ignore Rav Huna. You don't ignore anything else. All it says in the Gemara is you can take Rav Huna out of the picture by Chanusa and Mechayza. But the need for 6 years, for Paris of 3 years, you still have. How are you going to have Paris of 3 years in the Chanusa and Mechayza? It's Mukhuk and Cheshbon Apshat that it's going to have to take 6 years. And that's what Taisus says. Taisus, if you hold on the other end, that even by a bias, without Rav Huna, you could do it in 3 years, because Nikadir is by Yoim. So Chanusa and Mechayza, you take out Rav Huna. Maid Rav Huna, by Chanusa and Mechayza, you could take out Rav Huna. Rav Huna bows out by Chanusa and Mechayza. So how long does it take to be Mechayza? 3 years. Because he could use by him and not by Lila. That's the pshat. So that's the pshat in Tosis as well. Tosis saw in the Lashon and Gemara, Moed Rav Huna. If we were talking about 3 years, it would have nothing to do with Rav Huna. If we were talking about being Maksik and Achanus and Achayza in 3 years, the Gemara should have said that the Mishnah that says you need 3 years is Moed that by Achanus and Achayza you could do it in by Yom Valoy Balay. Or maybe not the Mishnah, but we don't have to bring Rav Huna in. We could just say, normally you have to have 3 years of Paris. Chanus and Mechayza, you could do it in... Rav Huna would... Taisus felt, if the Gemara meant... Taisus held, if the Gemara meant that by Chanus and Mechayza you can mask 3 years just Yom and not Leilas, in 3 years, not in six, then that wouldn't be called the Maid Rav Huna, nothing to do with Rav Huna. That would be Chiddush to Kuli Alma. Even if Huna would be wrong, it would still be a chiddush. Because you have to have, where's the Paris of 3 years? You have to have. So, from the fact that the Morris is the lesson of Maid Rav Huna, Taisus Mechriach, we're talking about 6 years. Avadi needs 6 years. So that's why without Rav Huna, it's not a chiddush. 6 years, Mufuzar. Avadi, it's good. The chiddush, but according to Rav Huna, you need Ritzufin. Where's the Ritzufin? So that's the Maid Rav Huna that doesn't lack in Ritzufin. That's what Taisus Mechriach, that we're talking about 6 years. But Taisus is bothered, but in Svar, it's difficult to understand. Because L'chayra, why is it different than a Sada? If it's a Chanus and a Mechayza, so it should be like a Sada. The payers of 3 years are only the Yomim, not the Leilas. Why should it take 6 years? Taisus says, no. Here, the payers of Taka 6 years, because not everybody is a Reichel. Not everybody is a Baal Chanus. Other people could live in this house not as a Baal Chanus. They would be there by Leil. There's a hall here in Rambam. It's not a Ha'or in Rambam, a problem in the Rambam. Because if this Cheshbon is correct, it sounds like the Cheshbon. If this Cheshbon is correct, the Rambam straddles both things. Because on the one hand, I think we're already Medayik in the Rambam. But God be the two Terutzum of the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah. Is there a Svarb Ikadir of Yemenah? The Rambam brings the Halacha. We saw the Rambam Perikid base, Halacha base. The Rambam brings the Halacha of that you need Eidus in the Leilas. If you want to be Machzik in a bias, so Stoma, the Eidus on the Leilas too, but if the Murakama says, maybe you weren't there at night, then you have to be Mechichti, you were there at night. So you have to be Eidim that you were there at night. So it says in the Rambam that you have to be there by Yoimu Balayla. That's Rav Huna's Halacha, as amplified by Masud. So it's Rambam brings the Halacha that you have to be there Yoim Balayla. Okay, fine. Chesed about them, you have to be there Yoim Balayla. But there's a deacon Rambam that the Rambam says it in Halacha Beis. The Halacha of Ritzufin, where does the Rambam say the Halacha of Ritzufin? Anybody know? What? Halacha Dalad. So the Rambam brings the dinner by Beis after the Bidya Balayla before he gets the Halacha of Ritzufin. So it's clear in Rambam that the din that you have to, it's clear in Rambam that the requirement for Leilos is not because of the Tzufin. The requirement for Leilos is because otherwise it's in Kutois, it's not 3 years. So which terrace is that like the first terrace in the Ramban or Benyano, or like the second terrace? Like the first terrace. That really, for the Yom and Apa Leilos, it's in Kutois. The Gemara asked the Rav Huna, Because if not for Avuno, you could have been nitchak in the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says cheskes apatim shaloshonim, it means spread out over 6 years. Avuno tells me that's not available. You can't do spread out over 6 years. You have to do it in 3 years. So then, so what's found in the Mishnah? Cheskes apatim, but you're missing the leilas. It's not 3 years. So my answer is that you have either shiva, you made the other, and you have eidus on the leilas too. So the Rambam, halach lemaise, he brings it in the din of mukutois. So it's luchach in the Rambam, but the Rambam holds like the first eretz in Rabbein Yoyin in the Rambam. That there's no sfar of ikadira bayoyim. No sfar of ikadira bayoyim. If you're there bayoyim and not balayla, it's not gimel shonim. It's mukutois. Forget ritzufis, it's mukutois. So that's the case. So what does the Gemara mean by us and bayoyim Ravuna? What does that do with Ravuna? Same question. What does that do with Ravuna? Why are you blaming Ravuna? Lekuli Alma. Everybody, Ravuna says you need Ritzufin. But everybody agrees that you can't have Mekotois, you need Gimel Shonim Shleimus. And if Achanus and Rechais, if you're there, Bayom and Apalaila, it lacks in Mekotois. It's Mekotois. So we'll say, so we should say, Umayda, I don't know what name to call it, but it's not Ravuna, it's Umayda Kuli Alma, that even though normally you need 3 years, but Achanus and Rechais, it's enough to Yom and Apalaila. So Lechari will have to answer, like Taisha says, like the Rashba, that we're talking about 6 years, that Achanus and Rechais, you talk and need 6 years. But the Rambam is before not there. The Rambam says Chanusim Mechayis is enough 3 years. So that's the problem with the Rambam. If the Rambam holds Chanusim Mechayis is enough 3 years, because you're there by Yom and Apalayla, the storm of Shabbos, like a soda, the payers is it's enough. The Yom and Apalayla, you don't have to be there at night at all. Okay, so then it's the Chayis Torah. So be the Rambam. Why is this, what's the lashon? What's the lashon of Rabbi Yerafuna? Why are you picking the Puna? It's nothing to do with the Puna. But with at the Yoyim and not the Laila is a Mekutois problem. Like you see in the Rambam himself, when the Rambam brings the din of Cheskes Abatim, we don't even know where it's Sufan yet. We're not even up to Rav Huna. Rav Huna is Halacha Dalet and Halacha Beis. The Rambam says if you're there in a bias, but Yoyim and not the Laila, it lacks a Mekutois. It's Mekutois. It's not Gimel Shonim. And by the way, the Rambam brings the din of Chanus and Mechayis also before we even get to Rav Huna. The Rambam brings the din of Chanus and Mechayis. I think it's an Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam makes the whole thing, the din of the Cheskes Abatim, you need Eidus on the Leilois, and by Chanusa the Mechayza, you don't need Eidus on the Leilois, it's enough the Yomim, because it's only also for the Yomim. The Rambam brings it all before we ever got to Ravuna. Yeah, which in a way I understand, it's nothing to do with Ravuna. The Kulian, you need 3 years. So by Batim, if you have Yomim and not Leilois, it's not 3 years. By Chanusa the Mechayza, it is called 3 years, because it's like a Soda. So it's all very, it's Meduik and Rambam talking that everything has nothing to do, nothing over here is the whole. But then the Lashon Rosha, what's my Ravuna? I don't know what to do with that. I think the Rambam, Clap of the Sword itself, I think it's the wisest Maduik and Rambam. Tais says you need 6 years. So Tais Taki asks, why is it different than a Soda? So Tais's answer is that even though you happen to be a Baal Chanus, but this Karka, other people would live here by Yom Ha'Layla. So in a way, in the Rambam, Tais is like a certain Ukimta in the Gemara, that Chanus and the Mechayz, that doesn't mean that this piece of property is only used for a chanus. It could be used for whoever, whatever purpose you want. It's like I said yesterday, there's no zoning here. You can make a bias here, you can make a chanus. This guy happened to make a chanus, so, but other people would use it for a bias. So the payers of this bias are Yom V'Layla. Just since you're a Baal Chanus, you could do it Mufuzor, it doesn't lack in Shinamachsaki and so that's by the way, the Sorav Taisis. What's talking to the Sorav Taisis? What's this Pshara Manashach? Do we look at you or do we look at other people who might have bought this house? So Tais says, well, on the one hand, you need 6 years. You need payers of Yom V'Layla. Whereas other people, if they lived there, they would live here by Yom V'Layla. So you need to have by Yom V'Layla. But on the other hand, when we want to, you need Ritzufin. So then we say, well, you're a Baal Chanus, so you don't need Ritzufin. So like if we look at you, then for you, you're using it as a Chanus. By you, the payers say by Yom V'Layla. And if we're looking at everybody else, so then it's not Ritzufin. How come when it comes to the issue of how much payers is there? How much is it Mekutos? Is it a full 3 years? We say, well, everybody else would use it by Yom HaLayla, so you have to have it by Yom HaLayla. But then when we look at the issue of Ritzufin, then we look at you. Well, you're a Baal Chanus, so for you it's not a problem with Ritzufin. What's the Pshat in Taisus? I think that one is possible. You want to know, you have to have 3 years of payers. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, you have to have payers that it's Maitzi Neshama. So when you want to know, what's a year's worth of payers from this property? So we're asking a question about the property. This property, how much payers does it produce in a year? It produces in a year dira by Yom HaLayla. Because a regular person would live in this property by Yom HaLayla. So the bias mitzad atzmai is oisa payers by Yom HaLayla. So that's the Gimel Shonim. The Gimel Shonim's worth of Paris for Bais is by Yom Levalai. You happen to be a Chanus. What is it? That doesn't affect the amount of Paris that you need. On the other hand, when you want to know, is it? So that's fine. So you need Gimel Shonim. So you need Paris of 3 years by Yom Levalai. Rav Huna's halacha with Tzufin. Why do you need a Tzufin? If the MS, you don't always need a Tzufin. Asked him might be back. You don't need a Tzufin. So how come in a, if it's not asked him might be back, you need a Tzufin? Because Rashi explained, because it's not going to machzik inshi, so it lacks even in the years that you are working the field. Since you skip every other year, it's not going to machzik inshi. So like the Rashi said, the Rashbam said, the Balabayas could say Golas, the Merkama could say Golas Leitach the Lav Didoch. If you're machzik, not going to machzik inshi. So that would say kida machzik inshi. That's totally in me. I'm machzik the way I'm a balchanos. This is the way I'm machzik. It's not doesn't lack in kida machzik inshi. You see, I'm running a store over here. So for me, this is kinematic against you. That's the havon and taisis. Why on the one hand you need 6 years because the kark itself is the bias itself, the chanus itself. It could be a bias and it's taisis peres by yom of alayla. But for you, it's kinematic against you to spread it to be there by yom and after. The ram kolmer is chaylo. The ram says chanus and mechayis you could do it in 3 years. It's Meduik and Ram, and the Lashon of the Ram is, maybe I have it, or I'm happy to in the back for sure. The Lashon of the Ram is, by Chanus of the Mechayzo, when he explains the case of Chanus of the Mechayzo, The difference between a bias and a chanus is what it's osir for. Not what am I doing there? I think the Rambam learns that chanus of the mechayza is also for a chanus, not for a bias. Lefi Taisus, I think, it could be the difference between the Rambam and Taisus. Maybe it's not even a mechaykes and din; it's a mechaykes and messias. What's the case of chanus of the mechayza? Taisus learns up from his echrechem. Taisus learns up shat in chanus of the mechayza. The property itself could be used for a bias; it doesn't have to be used for a chanus. You're using it for a chanus. So therefore, you have to have 6 years because the property itself is also perished by Yom of Alayla. But it doesn't lack in Kinemach Siki Inshi because you're a Baal Chanus. The Rambam learns the case of Chanus and Mechayza. Maybe the Rambam would agree to that in such a case. But the Rambam learns that's not the case of Chanus and Mechayza. The Rambam learns the case of Chanus and Mechayza is that it's osi to be a Chanus. It's not osi to be a bias. When he describes Batim versus Chanuyas, he says Batim are osi loaded by Yom of Alayla. Chanuyas are only osi to be used by Yom. So, if the Rambam, Chanus and Mechayz is only also to be used by Yom. If it's only also to be used by Yom, then it's like a Soda. A Soda is only also to be used by Yom, and only 6 years is enough, 3 years. Yeah, but Kalmar, I still have this problem, so what does that have to do with Rahuna? What's my Rav Huna? That's still a problem, I don't know. Yeah.
And also, then it's the same exact thing as Asidu Mubibagi, so why?
And what's the Chiddush also? It's exactly Asidu Mubibagi. Them, it's not an asid that might be baggy. Chanus and mechayza, it's more like a sodom. I don't know. It's not. Taisus assumes it's like it takes 6 years. So he said, what's the chiddush? It's asid that might be baggy. It also takes 6 years. So Taisus says it's a case of mefuzaris. You're being mafsik 3 years but pizum. So he says, that's exactly like asid that might be baggy. What's the chiddush? So he says, here the chiddush is because other people, maybe it's not even Kinemach Sikinshi. Since other people would live by Yom Valayla, maybe it doesn't even count as Kinemach Sikinshi. He says, no, since you're a Baal Chanus, it counts as Kinemach Sikinshi. The Fida Ramam is not Bepizur. It's to be used by Yom and not by Laila, because it's also for the Yom and not for the Laila. It's Pshita maybe for a different reason, that it's like a Seldon. Could ask that question. what's the chiddush? It's like a sada. And that's the chiddush, that a chanos could be like a sada. That's the chiddush, that a chanos is like a sada.
Isn't that still the exact, in Tosfos, isn't that still the exact same as a after moving bagi, where some people do bagi and some people don't?
I think it's different by Asu, where by a place where some people do and some people don't. First of all, the emes is where some people do and some people don't. The Gemara says you need a reason. I can't watch it by myself, or you need a reason to justify doing like the people who are meiver and not like the people who are not meiver. I guess here your reason is that you're a bal chanos. That's your reason. The reason is you're running a chanos. It's reason enough. You're asking that, but that's takanah pshita. Asin the meiver bagi is pshita, but when there's ikah the meiver, ikah the loy meiver, the Gemara doesn't say that it's pshita. Also, I'm not sure if it's the same ikah the meiver and ikah the loy meiver, but that's a fact that ikah the meiver, ikah the loy meiver. It's not up to you. This is a place where ikah the meiver and ikah the loy meiver. So then you could use this justification. I want to be from the ikah the meiver. Well, here it's not ikah the ikah. Maybe everybody here is running a house, has houses. Maybe the only person. Maybe you're the only guy with the chanus. But since you're running a chanus, you're allowed to be early, so a chanus is by yomu v'leil v'leil v'leil. For you, it's going it's different. Mitzvahs is different. Yeah, everybody's doing the same thing. Everybody's a farmer, but some people have this farming method, some people have that farming method. That's there's a need in the world. You know, whose method do you follow? You have to follow the minhag hamokim. Where here it's a different need in b'chal. It's not shal what's the minhag hamokim to be a farmer. Here the issue is that you're not a farmer. You're a cowboy. So, like, you're a different thing. You're a bal chanus. So that's the chiddush. We go after you. If you're a bal chanus, we go after what bal chanus is. What bal chanus is. So it says in Tosis that even though the property mitzad atzma is oisa peres by yomu v'layla, for anybody else it's oisa peres by yomu v'layla, chori shafi machzik by yomu v'layla, sorry, the other way around. It says in Tosis that even though I'm a bal chanus, a bal chanus is only by yom and only uses the bias by yom and not balayla. But since other people in this chanus would use it by yom and balayla, so you need peiros. You need the peiros of Hashanah is peiros of yom and balayla, dear of yom and balayla. You could do it bepizur because you're a bal chanus. You could do it bepizur, but lemaisa the peiros are determined not by me and what I'm doing. The parents are determined by the kark itself, what it's amenable for. It's amenable for deer by yom v'layla. So it's called the parents are parents of yom v'layla. So I was just thinking on the way up on the car. I'm not sure exactly how it's. I'm not sure about this, but Taisin Shita and Daf and Daf and the beginning of the parer was that even in a stay lovon. Stay Lovan is the payers of a Stay Lovan takes a year. It's a year's payers. If you plant aspasta, you can be machzik in a month. This needs to be thought through. I'm not asking a task exactly, but maybe it needs to be thought through. Why is that different? The soda could be ace of Paris, a year's worth of Paris. So you happen to be planting as faster, but the whole world is a stay loving. And normally it's a stay loving. It's a soda, it's also to be a stay loving. I happen to be planting as faster. So how's it enough to have a month worth of Paris? Why is it different than over here? Over here, Taisha says, since other people would live in this house by the name of Elilah, so the Paris of a Shana is dear of a Yom and a Laila. So even if I'm doing this, I have to do it. I could do it for Pizur, but I have to do that quantity of Paris. So So if you have a soil that's made to be a stay lovin, so the quantity of pears is pears from a whole year. Now I'm planting aspasta. Aspasta is only pears of a month. I'm only being maxing for a month. It's moving the tices in the beginning. It's moving the tices. I'm not going back to the tices, but it's moving the tices that it assumes for Dover Pasha that based on that if you plant aspasta, so you only do Yudchas Chodesh. He says you could do it in less than Yudchas Chodesh because aspasta is in a month. That's what Pei Rav and Pei Rezutta. He rejects the Rashbam's Pshat and Pei Rav and Pei Rezutta. The Pei Rezutta is aspasta. He says aspasta. You don't need where Rabbi Shmuel agrees that aspasta you could do in a month. Anyway, that was the chazan over there. But the Kapanim, it says the Pharish and Taisus that even in a stay long, and if you plant aspasta, you can maxik, all you need is 1 month. It's called an achilut. I'm just wondering, why is that different than this? You know, I'm just flagging it. I'm not getting into it. And some is Malkum L'chalak, but... So why do you say the same thing by chamus? It's a year's worth of dira, just in the days. If I'm using this house as a chanus, then for me, for as a chanus, a year's worth of dira is yomim and not leilas, because a chanus is oisa peres b'yom and not b'layla. A year's dira in a chanus is the yom, not the layla. Why is that any different than aspasta?
Pasta is a month, but it's a month straight, so it's
really toast, but there's no food. I don't know why it should matter. If I can't, here's also straight in a way, because that much you get from being a Baal Chanus, it's going to machzik in, so you don't need the sufa.
I think what Eli was saying was that it produces a sada's year's worth of peros in less. But over here, it's not a dir yom balayla's worth of peros. It's
you're saying a sada when you do a spasta in the sada, that's the peros of a whole year. That's the din of a besa. That's the din of a besa of a besa of a stay about. If you hold chush anyway, but you don't need the whole year. You need the peros of a year. You have to actually be there. Chomsi, you have to be there for a year. You need the peros of a year. The Paris of the year is the aspasta. The Paris of the year is an aspasta. That's called Paris of the year. Anyway, stay up. I'm not over there. I'm not measuring the quantity in pounds of Paris. I'm measuring. So certainly not measured in pounds. It's measured in. The produce of a year. The aspasta is the produce of a year. Of course, not true. You could do 3 months, and you could do three aspastas in 3 months. Maybe altogether, maybe Rabbi Shmuel's Tolchiyush is different. Tolchiyush, we need Achilas, so Aspasta is an Achila. We're going to Chachamim. Chacham, behold, you need a year. Aspasta is no good according to Chachamim. You need a year. So the Shaila is, what's called a year? What's called a year? So maybe if the Soda is used, could be used Yom HaLaila. So the chanus could be used yom v'alayla if you just live there. So it's not called you're machzik in it for a year unless you're there yom v'alayla. Anyway, I'm flagging it. Let's go back then. Where's the maisa? Rami Bechama, Rabbi Ukra Bechama. If they were brothers. Zovin Hiamsa Bahadi Adodi. Marish Tamish Bereshonish Shlivashishis, Rechamishis. Marish Tamish Bashnir Revius Vishishis. Nothat Yiri Lava. Then the Murakama came. Osla Kami the Rava. Do they have a Chazok or not? Omuhu, my time of this Rochi, Kiheka Dolitixu Texuka Adodi. The reason why they did back and forth, year, it shouldn't be Gimel Shana Metzupas. Itra Shtar Chalukah, Ube'edim Shetabe L'zeh Shana L'zeh Shana. What was the chisson here? Let's say there was no itra. What was the chisson? That's not spelled out in the Rashbam. Well, it does say it's ritzufas, lax and ritzufas. She ain't echel him yochel lahaksa gimel shonim ritzufas lahaksa d'chaveri. It says in the Rashbam that it was not ritzufas kol echel vis-a-vis the other one. And the male is not ritzufas vis-a-vis the marakam as well. It's much from the Rashbam pak, it's a chisson of ritzufas. They were machzik in this shukha. But they were doing it a year at a time. Rabbi said to them, why are you doing it a year at a time? A year by one, a year by the other. So, because you don't want to have ches gimel shalom against each other. You don't want one to be machzik gimel shalom against the other. So you yourselves understand that this is not called ches gimel shalom. So if it's not ches gimel shalom between the two of you, so neither is it ches gimel shalom vis-a-vis the marakam. And what is the chisarn over here in these gimel shalom? So the Rashbam said, it's a chisarn of ritzufas. Since nobody had it for Gimel Shana Ritzufais, so Chayyash Ramit, since they didn't have a Gimel Shana Ritzufais, it lacks in Ritzufais. I'm not sure if this is a diyuk or not. Remember, we had in the Rashbam that even an asur there might be baggy when you don't eat with sufais, but you have to beat it the whole time. Otherwise, the balas sadek is the marakamik say matzasi bayis rekom, matzasi sadek rekom. So the chayr over here. It's not only chesaron and tzufas. If one of them was there year 1, 3, and 5, the other one was there year 2, 4, and 6. So it's not a good chazaka. Why is it not a good chazaka? Because laxin ritzufin. It lacks in more. It's not only a chesaron and ritzufin. It's also a chesaron that matzasi saw the rekel. Like I came and you weren't there. Sure, if it's a big deal. It's not worse than the Rashbam on Lamed Vav, where the Rashbam talked about a case where why can't you mastic 3 years in Tavshin Pei, 3 years in 3 months in Tavshin Pei, 3 months in Tavshin Pei Aleph, 3 months in Tavshin Pei Beis. So he says, because now it's Sufim. Talking that Rashbam. It's not only Chisaron and Sufim, it's a Chisaron of Matsasi Sadarekel. Yeah, well, but now that we have Rav Huna, you need Ritzufin, so that's the simple shot. It's not Ritzufin. Chrami, even without Ravuna, would be a Chizorna Mitzosu by his Rekham. But now that there is a Ravuna, so the Poshut way to say it is that it lacks in Ritzuf. Say here also, in a Chrami, if it would not be for Ravuna, maybe this would also be no good. If Ravuna would be wrong and you wouldn't need Ritzufin, but you have to be there the whole time. You can't, in the years of Haibara, you can't go away. So maybe here also would be a Chisorn. You're going to be Maxik in the Shivcha, year one, year three, and year five. Even if Ravuna would be wrong, and it wouldn't be a problem with Ritzufin, but it would be a problem of that you're not there, you walked away. But since the Emes says that we hold like Ravuna, so the Rashbam says that Aliba the Emes, it lacks in Ritzufin. Doesn't have to tell me what it would lack in if it wasn't for Ravuna. Now that we have Ravuna, the Poshut Pshat is it lacks in Ritzufin. Yeah, Sarkopanim, so it's not a good Chazaka. But, it says anymore, but that's only if you didn't write an Itra. But if you wrote an Itra, it's just a Shtar Chalukah, so then it is good. So the Rashbam says three Pshotim. Let's see the Rashbam. Itra, Shtar Chalukah, Be'edim Shetav, L'zeh Shonu, L'zeh Shonu. It's interesting. It's Medrash Rashi that has to say in the Shtar Chalukah that it'll be L'zeh Shonu, L'zeh Shonu. What if they had a star? What if they had a star chalukah? Well, I guess what else would it say? What if they had a star chalukah that says that she'll work for one some of the time and for the other one also some of the time? But it didn't say lezesh shana lezesh shana. And maybe that's a metzias that's rachuk. Maybe if you're already making a star in the chalukah, about it's going to say the terms of the chalukah and the star. Her and dinner should be good enough also, as long as the Markama knows that they're doing it b'shutfas. So it shouldn't lack in Ritzufin. So how does it work, this kola, this itro? So Rashbam brings Yesh Mefarshim, first shot, kola yislei, v'hoi lo limchais miyad, v'loi micho, v'la'al te'havi chazok, v'kenisha mochel and v'fon of domi, sh'hinichem lo'havi yedin v'lichtel v'shtar chalukah v'shosak. So the first trad over here, the Yesh Mefarshim says that the shtar itself is the proof of ownership. You don't give a shonim anymore. Once they drew up a shtar chalukah, and it has a kol, and the Merakama heard that these two people dividing up his shivcha, so he should have been meichem yad. So immediately, as soon as they drew up the shtar, immediately they'll become muksokim in the shivcha. What is Chayashem? The Rashbam later brings the Gemara Dachmim Aleph that Sholos to Kuchis. That you have three subs, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben was Machzikir, Shimon was Machzikir, and Levi was Machzikir. So it says that the it's not Mistarif, because the Merkama has no idea that these three people have anything to do with each other. So the Merkama didn't see anybody being Machzik for 3 years, unless they made a Kosovo Levitra, they made a star. If they made a shtar, it was b'shtar. Each one sold it to the other one with the shtar. And the shtar is a koil. So then the Merakama knows that Shimon is coming from Reuben and Levi is coming from Shimon. So that is mitzar of the chazokas, and now it's a good chazok. But it doesn't say it's a good chazok after 3 years. Why do you have to wait for 3 years? Why don't you say like it says over here? It's a chazok miyad. If the Merakama heard that Reuben is selling his field to Shimon, he should have been meichem miyad. Why is that? Why is it? It's chayz a kashin neish mepashin. I'm not sure what to do with that. I mean, it's a cash over there also. I don't really have a teres for that. There's another nekuda here also. Maybe this is worth talking through. If you say Mefarshim, let's say that there's a midli michumiyah. But on the other hand, what happened to Achli Shtar? You have a similar issue by that we have a similar thing by other Gemaras. This notion that once there's a kol, he should have been meichem yad. We have two other gemaras. There's gemara daf lamed hey that talks about dolo litzon of the pear. That if a guy's eating his pears in the field, and the marakama comes, and the marakama gives him a basket of fruit. So the marakama himself is like helping him to eat the pears. So the gemara says that's a chazaka miyah. And then there's another gemara in daf nun. The gemara says that chof of a boris sichon umarais is a chazaka miyad. The guy's digging in the field, boris sichon umarais, that becomes a chazaka right away. So the emes, there's a machlekes shoshanim over there. The Ramban says it doesn't mean chesed gimel shanim. It's not talking about being machzik ownership in the karka. Says the Ramban, because the whole idea is, if you're doing such a big thing as being chayfer boris sichon umarais, it should trigger a macha. The guy's doing construction in my field, it should trigger a macha. Says the Ramban, for to prove that you're the bialim of the field is not good enough, because yeah, maybe you're nechami, it should trigger a macha. There's a midali micha, but against that you have an achrishtar. Says the Ramban, our kochus gemara is not talking about establishing ownership in the field. Gemara is talking about something else. Cheskes tashmishin. You've been chayv for bayis sichin umaris in your own field, but it's mazik the neighboring field. But if you do it, then the neighbor is not meicha, so you establish a chazok on the tashmish. And it belongs like to layachba, the parag layachba, and that's the Ramban's shita that in chesk tashmish is meyad. You don't need gimel shanim if it's such tashmish. The Rashba's chelik. And the Rashba says, no, it's not talking about establishing ownership in the field. Aye, what about Achvishtarach? How do you establish ownership with the Middle Emicha? Achvishtarach. Says the Rashba, no, since there's a Middle Emicha, right away you're Chayfer Baris Sifan Umar. You right away created a Middle Emicha. Once you have a Middle Emicha, you throw out your Shtar. The Machzik knows that he has a Raya Middle Emicha, and that's enough for him to throw out the Shtar. There's no longer an Achvishtarach. Chesed Nafshat is the Ramban and the Ashbel of other Shittosim and how to understand Chazaka, the Gemara and Amar Aleph Rava. Shlashnim is Dornish Pishtar. We already saw it. The Ramban, the Ritva, they say that really the Middle Emicho could be right away. At least if you're a guy who's Makbid, if the Markham is a Makbid enough guy, the Middle Emicho could be right away. But since there's an Achvishtarach, the Achvishtarach beats the Middle Emicho. So you have to wait 3 years to get rid of the Achvishtarach, and then we say, Loi Lachinam Shosam. So you see that the Ramban holds that even when you have a middle emicha, achvishtorach beats the middle emicha. After 3 years, the achvishtorach expires, and then you can win with the middle emicha. So therefore, the Ramban Shitosi says, chafer babaris sichon umaris, what does it give you? Middle emicha? Middle emicha can't beat an achvishtorach. So I'll call the Gemara and Dachnun over, it just means cheskes tashmish. The Rashba learned that what's happening over the classroom is darnish bishtara, that there's no middle emicha till 3 years, because if he's not much for the first year, that's not such a right anything. Maybe he wasn't makbid. But the fact that he waited for me to throw out my shtar before he was meicha, that's a mechzikim marim, that creates the midle emicha. So you see in the Rashba, the midle emicha, the Ramban holds is the midle emicha yad, but it's beaten by achvishtarach. The Rashba holds, no, there's no midle emicha till after 3 years, because the midle emicha is, how come I was quiet? Maybe I'm a patient guy, but how come I was quiet until you threw out your shtar? That's a mechzikim marim, that creates the midle emicha. So you see, in the Rashba doesn't have this notion that achvishtarach beats a middle emicha. Okay, when you have a middle emicha, maybe that's enough basis to throw out the shtar. But there's no middle emicha until after 3 years. But by chavah b'baris sichon umaris, you have a middle emicha miyad. Then in the chenami, then the guy can throw out the shtar on the basis of middle emicha. So and the Ramban. So we have a machlekes, the Ramban and the Rashba. What wins when you have a middle emicha versus an achvishtarach? The Ramban holds achvishtarach wins, and that's how it always is. You always have a middle emicha miyad. The Ritva also is like that. You have a middle emicha miyad, but the achvishtarach wins. And the Rashba holds, no, forget, achvishtarach beats middle emicha. Middle emicha beats achvishtarach. Once you have a middle emicha, the guy throws out a shtar. The guy's allowed to throw out a shtar. So middle emicha trumps achvishtarach. Why does Chazaka need 3 years? Because there's no Midl Emicha till after 3 years. It's like Chofa Baris Yichel Meiris. You have a Chazaka, you have a Midl Emicha Miyah. Lefi the Ramban, what does Ramban going to do with the Gemara about Dolo Litzan of the Peir? There the Gemara says that the fact that he was Dolo Litzan of the Peir gives him a Chazaka Miyah. What happened to Achvishtarach? Well, Lefi the Rashba is good. once he's done, he's done the payah. So now I have what to rely on. So I throw out my stock. But to feed the Rabban, that after stock beats me to the Micha, because I was having understand the payah. There's a Ksais. Ksais says a different kasha. A related kasha. Ksais says, the Gemara says by Eved Kotun is a Chazaka Miyad, because since he's not Gaidris, he's Mutul Barisa, so he's not Gaidris. Avodim that could walk around the Gaidris, they don't have Cheskas and Tatum Miyad, they have only Cheskas Dimul Shalom, like it says in our Mishnah. But Avonim Tanim have a Chazaka Miyad, because a Kotun Mutul Barisa, he can't walk around by himself. There's a Cheskas Metatlum, like any other Metatlum, Kolmashtachas Yoder Eishalai. Ask the Ksais, Brachlish Torach. And Eved, you write a star. It's Mukhuk, Eved has the name Cheskas Mushalom, you see, and Eved, you write a star. So the Ksais assumes that an Eved, you write a star. So Eved Kotun, what does it help that you have a Cheskas Metatlum, but there's an Achlish Torach? Says the Ksais that some riots are so big that they beat an Achlish Torach. He says the Rai of Chazok Kol Mashta Chazor of Cheskas and Taltlin is so big that it beats an Achlish Torah, and he brings a Rai from Dolod Son of the Peir. You see, like Dolod Son of the Peir, come and look me out. I would happen to Achlish Torah. He says, you see, when the Rai is big enough, then it beats the Achlish Torah. So the Stom of the Rabban will say, Midlay Micha, Rabban assumes all Midlay Michas are the same. Midlay Micha is trumped by Achlish Torah. He reads that into Rava. That's why you have to wait 3 years for the Chazok. Maybe you have a Midlay Micha Miyad. Beber Al Yosef, for sure you have a Midlay Micha Miyad. But it's trumped by Achlish Torah. So you see that Achlish Torah beats Midlay Micha. That doesn't mean that Achlish Torah beats everything else in the world. It beats Midlay Micha. It doesn't beat the Raya of Dolod Sarah de Pera. Maybe it doesn't beat the Raya of Cheses and Tatlin by Gwen Evid Kotlin. But Midlay Micha is beaten by Achlish Torah. And the Rashba holds, that's the Ramban, and the Rashba holds that Achlish Torah, that everything beats Achlish Torah. Achlish Torah means you don't throw out your star without a Raya. But if you have any Raya at all, then you throw out your star. So even if you have a raya midlay micha, you throw out your star. You have a raya of dolad son of parah. Whenever you have a raya, you throw out your star. Yeah. So l'nyanenu, the Yeshu Mepharshim don't like the Rashba. Here you have a raya from the, and maybe even the Ramban would agree. Here you have a raya from the Kol. So if the Rashba is about a poshut. Once you have a raya, you can throw out the star. Once they have a raya from the Kol, that there's a midlay micha. The star creates a Kol. No, I'm sorry. The matter won't work. But if the Rashba. The star creates a kail, it creates a midlay micha miyad. That's the point of the star. The star creates an immediate midlay micha. So the feeder Rabban, that won't work. Because against the midlay micha, you have achlish torach. Achlish torach beats midlay micha. But the feeder Rashba, midlay micha beats an achlish torach. So the yesh mefarshim could go like the Rashba. Yeah, but the first question I don't know what to do with it. What's this different than the Mardach Mamalach? Gimel Lukuchis. They also have a star. There's also a kol. There's also a midlay micha miyad. And yet you have to have 3 years. So why is it different than over here? Yeah, then there's Barmi's another pshat. Let's see the other pshat. Inami, came in the katati. Shnei chazoka mufuzora is v'yitro. This second shot is the other extreme. See the first shot when you have an itro. When you have an itro, there's a chazoka miyad. As soon as you drew up the itro, there's a kol. There's a chazoka miyad. The other shot says no. You have to have shnei chazoka mufuzores 6 years. But since there's an itro, ika kolo ukhazoka gemur domi dohay lo limchos blemicho. So what's the second shot? Second shot says, the koil helps that it takes off the problem of ritzufin. You could have chazokov and fuzaris. But each one of the two brothers has to be machzik gimel shalom and fuzaris. So mainly you have to have 6 years. No, Rami Machoma was machzik, let's say year 1, 3, and 5. So after he'll have a chazok after year 1, 3, and 5. And Ma'ukva Bachama, who's machzik year 2, 4, and 6. He'll have chazok after the year 2, 4, and 6. The chazokas don't join up with each other. Each one has a separate chazok. But normally we have a problem with tzufin. It's not a chazok at all. So the koil helps that it takes off the problem of ritzufa. What's the pshat? And why is it different than the three lukuchos? That the chazak is mistar. So I think the pshuto, the pshat is that this pshat holds that the two chazakas are two different things. It's not like gimel lukuchos. By gimel lukuchos, let's say Reuben sold to Shimon, sold to Levi. So Reuben is machzik in the whole field, and he has a year of chazak in the field. When he sells it to Shimon, and there's a koil, so everybody knows. The Markam also knows that Shimon is now coming to koil Reuben. So Shimon takes over the year of chazaka in the whole field, and he has another year of chazak in the whole field. And then when Shimon sells it off to Levi, so Levi takes over, since there's a koil and the Markam knows about it. So Levi takes over the year of the 2 years of chazaka. The Rai of the 2 years of Chazaka. He's coming to Koyach that, and he has a third year of Chazaka. So now you have 3 years of Chazaka in the whole field. But in the case of the Shivcha, each one of these two brothers, of the Bachomer brothers, each one is being machzik in half the Shivcha. Everybody knows that they're being machzik each one in the Shutfin. That means each one only owns half the Shivcha. The way they do the Chalukah, what are you going to do? She can't wash the dishes with her right hand for one and then wash the dishes with her left hand for the other. How do you make the Chalukah? So she's a Vedis. For a year she's a Vedis one, and for the other year she's a Vedis by the other. So she cleans one house she cleans Marukva's house for a year, and the other one's house for a year. So that's how you make up the chalukah. But it's a chalukah sashutvin. Each one, the mice, is only being maxic and half the shivcha. Each one is only tining and half the shivcha. Chazok has to have a tining. So let's say Marukva Bachama, his tining is that he owns half the shivcha. So his chazok is in half the shivcha. His brother, his tining is that he owns the other half of the shivcha. His chazok is in the other half of the shivcha. So there's no estarfus. They're not being machzik in the same thing. This one is being machzik and being and tining and being machzik in half the shivcha. The other one is tining and being machzik in the other half of the shivcha. So there's no, they can't pull the chazok off. Because each one is being machzik in a different thing. It's like they have to be two different fields. One is machzik in one is machzik in the other. They don't, it doesn't combine. So that in Echami, that's why each one has to be maxed for 3 years. But the Chorus Mufuzaris, so again, we'll go back to always, what's the Kasonim Mufuzaris? It's not going to max the Kinshi. So that, the Koil helps that it's going to max the Kinshi. It's going to max the Kinshi because the Marukhama will say to Maruch Vavachama, will say to him, why did he do it with Pizur? He'll say, no, you know why I did it with Pizur? Because I have a Shutnaf, and that's how we divide it up. We divide it up year by year. So there was a reason why I gave her up for a year. So that's matzik that is going to matzik yinshi, but it's still separate chazaka. So each one has to be matzik for 3 years. That's poshup shot in the second mahalach. That this mahalach I talk understand pretty well. Had a suffolk. Let's say Rami Bechoma. So he had year 1, 3, and 5. Ba'ukva Bechama had year 2, 4, and 6. So Rami Bachama, when does he become a muhsik? After year 5 or after year 6? He was maxing 1, 3, and 5. The other one's maxing year 2, 4, and 6. So how does it work? L'chaira, Bashkof Rishayna, Rami Bachama should become a muhsik after year 5. And Ma'ukfa Bachama should become a muhsik after year 6. Each one becomes a muhsik when his 3 years is done. I think maybe not, because Rami Bachama was there for year 1, 3, and 5. So the Markama says to him, "But it's Betizur, not going to machzik inshi." So Rami Bachama said, "No, the reason why I wasn't there for year 2 and 4 is because I had to give it to my shutuf, my brother, my shutuf." Markama, maybe Markama could say, "What shutuf? He's not a shutuf. I'm your shutuf." He's not a shutif. Well, who is he? He doesn't have any chazaka. That doesn't justify. If you want to justify that you were maxik bepizur because you were sharing with the shutif, there has to be a bona fide shutif. I don't see a bona fide shutif. He doesn't have a chazaka. It's only when Rav Ukva also gets a chazaka because he was maxik year 2, 4, and 6. So now each one is a bona fide shutif. So then each one can justify the pizur on the basis of the fact that he was sharing the shikur with his shutif. Yeah, finally, let's see the last time there's Ram. Very nearly clap. The chazok is after the first 3 years. Since they have a mutual star with them. Rashbam says that once you have a star, the Merakama knows why they're doing it. So you can't say, I thought that you're not doing it, I thought that you're Yorei. He understands that to do with the Teres Chalukas and Shulchan. So the Melech is one continuous Chazoka, Dumya to the case of the Gimel Lekuches, and after the first 3 years, it's already a Chazoka, 1, 2, and 3. Even though neither Shutif was there for a whole year. Neither Shutif was there for 3 years. Okay, so now Yesh Lizbainen, what's the Nakudah here? Why is the Rashbam Chaylik on the second part, on the second shot? The Chorah, the Hezbollah, said on the second shot, it sounds right. Each one is only tithing on half the Shivcha. Chazoka Sheini Matayim is not a Chazoka. Each one is only tithing on half the Shivcha. So you have to be Maxik and half the Shivcha. And the half of the Shivcha that you're tithing, and the half of the Shivcha that Murami Bacham is laying claim to, there was not a Chazoka of Yom Lashon. So why is it Mitzar? Each one's claiming a different half of the Shivcha. So how's the two things? How the two chazokas mitzarev to be one continuity, but they're being maxic in a different half of the shivcha. Ringing a bell by me, I can't bring a drink. We had such a case where somebody's machzik gimel shonim. Oh, I remember. By the Seichim, the Ravid said, in the case before, had Seichim were made that they were there gimel shonim by Yom Valayla. So remember, the Ravid said there has to be a star on the Schirus, like an original star in Itra. Because otherwise, the Merakama doesn't know that the Seichem are there, Mikayach the Merakama. So it's like Gimel Lekuches. Without a star, it's not a good Chazok. And the Ritva said that he doesn't think it's the same. By the Gimel Shonim, by the Gimel Lekuches, each one was only there for a year. So if the Merakama doesn't know that they're connected, there's no Midulei Mich in the first place. But here, the Seichem were there for 3 years. What does it matter if the Merakama knows that they're coming Mikayach the Machzik? Or they're not, the maskir, or he doesn't know. He knows that there's people in his house for 3 years. He should have been meicha. So a midolei meicha is created. But you created a midolei meicha, and that should be good enough. There is a midolei meicha, and there's a taina, the maskir. There is a taina with the midolei meicha. The Ritva added, and they are coming mikayach the maskir. If they weren't coming mikayach the maskir, everybody agrees. I can't taina. If somebody's living in the field for 3 years, but he doesn't make a taina, so I can't say, well, it's my field. After all, somebody else was living there for 3 years, and the merakama wasn't meicha. So it's a raya. The merakama sold it to somebody, and I say it was me. You can't do that. It only works if the machzik is there mikayach you. So you're really the one who's being machzik, but the merakama doesn't have to know about it because it's enough that the merakama created a midolei meicha. Maybe, is this analogous? Maybe the Rashbam holds, so Al Derech the Ritva, even though each one's been making a tie in a different half, mitzad the Merakama, somebody's using a shivcha. Mitzad the Merakama, somebody's using a shivcha for 3 years. So there is a middle emicha. There is a middle emicha. Each one has a tine and half. Each one is tining that they're the owner and half. Each one is tining half the shivcha. So you have a tine, totally have a tine. Between the two of them, you have a tine and the whole shivcha. There's a middle emicha for 3 years. There's a middle emicha for 3 years. And maybe there's something analogous to their coming mikayach to other. There is a relationship of some shutfas to the coming mikayach. That's good enough. Maybe the second parish in the Rashbam, maybe he holds like the Ravid. That's not good enough. Can't have that there's just a middle emicha in the world. There has to be a middle emicha that relates to my time. And if my time is on half the shivcha, then the middle emicha has to relate to my half of the shivcha. And on my half of the shivcha, there's only a year, there's not yet 3 years of middle emicha. I'm going to leave the item to think about this. This is really solid. It's occurring to me now. Maybe that's the nukudas machlekes here between these two children. It's totally this machlekes between the Ravid and the Ritva. The Ravid holds the Markama doesn't know that the Seichim are coming to Mikayach the Machzik. Even though there is a Middle Emicho, they were there for 3 years. Avada is a Middle Emicho. And look how you have all the elements. You have a Middle Emicho, the Seichim were there for 3 years. You have a tainer, the machzik is tining. And the seichim are even coming mechayach the machzik. Just the machzik doesn't know that they're coming, but since the machzik doesn't know about it, so it's not called there's a middle emicha vis a vis the seichim, but there's not a middle emicha that talks to the tainer of the machzik. So here, each one only has a tainer and half the shivcha. So you need a middle emicha for his tainer. The middle emicha. You need a middle emicha that specifically klapei his. You need a middle emicha. You need a chazaka klapei his. His time doesn't have to shivcha. And his half of the shivcha. And his half of the shivcha, the ma'isa was only nevad, was only muchzakin for a year or for 2 years, not yet for 3 years. So what does it help that the marakamo was there is a middle emicha vis a vis the other guy's part of the shivcha. What does it matter? But. Copy my half. There's no. You don't yet have a middle emicha, so it's no good. And the Rashbam holds al derech the Ritva. As long as there is a middle emicha in the world, and the middle emicha happens somehow mikoychay, you have to add. You can't just come be a middle emicha from a stranger. There's a middle emicha that's been generated by somebody who's coming mikoychay, and it's good enough. So here. There is a middle emicha after 3 years. There is a middle emicha. They may think of her as a shutfas, but the markama thinks of her as his shivcha. His shivcha is being nevad for 3 years, and there's an itra, so he knows that it's not. He can't tie in a well. It was kederach haganovim. It wasn't kederach haganovim. There was an itra. So lemaisa, he says shivcha. There's a middle emicha. He should have been meicha. His shivcha was being used for 3 years. So that middle emicha. And that those 3 years of middle emicha are somehow mikayach both of them, because each one has to relinquish that the other one should be able to do it. Each one is only machzik with the permission of the other. So that's enough to make a middle emicha even after 3 years. I think it needs to be brought into more sharp focus a little bit, and maybe we're on to something. Okay, let's stop here.